Sean Callan and the Sports Geek joins us on the program. Sean, great to have you part of the program once again. Well, social media is massive, as we know. Twitter, Facebook, but elite sporting stars are getting a bit too heavily involved, aren't they?
Well, it's a bit of that, and it's really around our protection of the club and protection of the brands that are associated with the clubs, and also protection of the personal brands of athletes. And we'll definitely see a lot of that in London. The IOC is very, I guess one way from, is heavy-handed in protecting its digital assets, so there'll be a lot of monitoring of social media and what the athletes can and can't do. But yeah, it's becoming harder and harder for clubs specifically to sort of track what the athletes are doing. So we've seen some instances just even the last couple of weeks in the AFL with the Carlton boys and Twitter, you know, being a little bit loose and replying back to fans and swearing and things like that. And really, teams can't have that anymore, because eventually a sponsor's going to come along and say, look, we can't have our brand affected and damaged by, you know, what these players are saying online. So Twitter is one that's public, that anyone can track. So all the fans see that kind of thing. But I really think the tip of the iceberg is Facebook. So most players, athletes, and a lot of the people in, you know, all the athletes going to London will have Facebook like everybody else. Mm. There's, you know, 800 million people on Facebook, and they'll use it like, you know, the listeners would. You know, you're following your friends with your mates from school, your mates you muck around with, your cousins and family, and as everyone does, you know, you're stalking your mates from high school, which is pretty much how most people are using Facebook, and you know, and how athletes were. And so I don't begrudge them doing that, but what they've got to realize, they might have all the best privacy settings in the world and think that, oh, it's okay, I can post stuff here, only my mates are going to see it. And that's where the problem comes in for clubs. They're not, most clubs aren't going to be friends with the players or the athletes, so they can't see what they're posting on Facebook. But if they post something inappropriate, and we saw that with Nick Darcy and Kenrick Monk, you know, look at us, we're in a gunshot photo, that was posted to Facebook. And all it takes is one of their mates, or so-called mates, if they've gone and shared it, to share that outside their circle. So from an athlete point of view, your privacy settings are only as good as all your mates, for one. But from a club point of view, how do you go about training the athletes what's right and what's wrong? So you can do all the training in the world, but it does come down to eventually, you know, some of these players are going to slip up, or they're going to use a word that they don't realise is offensive to a certain segment of your fan base or a sponsor, or they might say the wrong thing about a sponsor, or in the IOC's case, you know, the list of things that they can and can't say around the IOC and around the Olympics, and they can't share certain pictures from inside the Olympic Village and things like that. So there's now products that track the activity of the athlete and alert the teams that, oh, this might be something of concern. So it will trigger on specific words, whether they be swear words or anything like that, that might cause problems.
In a lot of ways, Sean, it's all new, isn't it, for the Olympic movement? Because if my memory serves me right, Facebook was in 2008 in Beijing, but I think Twitter was in its infancy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so
Twitter
it really
was
has grown since then, hasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. London is supposed to be the social games, and because, you know, Facebook and Twitter are so big now, and all, you know, a lot of the athletes will be doing it. Unfortunately for the volunteers aren't actually allowed to be using social media as part of the IOC, which I think is quite disappointing. Because
is that a security risk?
Oh, I don't think it's security. So I think it's just unfortunate for the fans, because you could just imagine maybe some of the insights or little snippets that volunteers might be able to get, whether it's a photo with a great athlete or something. So I think the controlling nature of the IOC isn't quite as social as social media really is. So that's where I think I'm sure they'll do great numbers from a social perspective. But a good example is they released the 2012 song yesterday from Muse, and they released it on YouTube. And YouTube naturally gets shared everywhere, and people watch it in all different places. Now, I went and shared that video on Facebook, and the notice came up, IOC says it won't play on this website. you've got to go back to YouTube, which is almost, you know, it's an anti-viral video. It's not going to get to all the places it can because the IOC is trying to be so controlling to only play our videos on our sites and only do the things we want you to do. Mm. So it does become pretty hard, and it'll be interesting to see how much monitoring and how heavy-handed the IOC are.
Time's on the wing, but are they a bit too controlling, the IOC?
Yeah, I think they are. So? Yeah, I think they are, because they're trying to be very protective of their TV rights, and there's a misconception that if you let people share video clips and things like that, because the athletes can't share any video, whereas all the other big leagues have really dived into social, and they've shown the more active they are, the more engaged the fans are. And the thing is, the TV market's a different market. We use social media to alert us, hey, there's a gold medal game with the Hockey Roos, turn over, flick the channel. That's how the sports fan is now. And if they try to restrict that conversation, you might miss that gold medal game. So hopefully the fans will end up overruling and providing so much information that it'll happen. But yeah, I still think the IOC might be a bit too controlling for its own good in this case.
And I know you love it, but is there too much of it, social media?
No, I don't think so. I think every fan will take as much as they can, and it's up to each one. So, you know, you can take in whatever you want. So there might be too much for some people, but you don't have to follow every single account.